Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
As Joe Starkey has dubbed him, Steelers apologist Mark Cabali in studio.
Would Joe's reaction be if Mark dubbed him Steelers apologist Joe Starkey?
I threw it back on him last time.
Was he incensed?
Oh, you really got me there.
That wasn't exactly a felt tip dart, was it?
Starkey, I love Starkey because it doesn't take much to get him really riled up.
Yeah,
Disagree with him a little bit or suggest that he's incorrect, and he goes berserk.
Well, Chris has been on the wrong end of that. He probably still has PTSD from some of those
shows. Well, I realized quickly the way to go about it. Like, it was actually helpful to see people on Twitter going, just for the record, Chris, you're completely right. I don't know what he's talking about. And at that point, then I would start goading him into it. Like, I would actively try to make him angry.
I would never be able to work with him because that's all I would do is just try to get him fired up. I would just say stuff. Well, Joe, you know, one time I mentioned to him, he wrote a story about quarterback release time. I said, you know, that's almost impossible to detect, you know. I mean, if you're an eighth of a second off and you multiply that over 17 weeks, he went berserk.
Chris claims that's how I beat him in the 40 when we were at Pitt Pro Day.
Oh,
my 40 time was
timing.
Better.
Our old buddy Ron Mann, who used to work here, was timing both of us, and I'm convinced that he was a half second slow because everyone who watched the videos, and they're still available on Twitter, was like,
yeah.
Chris, you won that race. Like, you absolutely ran it faster. Pony looks like a guy who was learning to run for the very first time.
Honestly, I have no room to talk, but you guys look really, really unathletic doing that.
You know what I take as solace, though? Within, 3 weeks, I fully tore my meniscus, so I was probably running hurt.
Hear that, Mark?
Very Fortanu.
That's like Patrick Queen saying he had the flu.
I saw him after the game. He seemed fine to me. I don't know.
This reported falling out between Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith. You said Arthur Smith isn't going anywhere because he's got 2 years left on his deal.
I don't think so.
So I absolutely trust your reporting on this. That's got to spell doom for Wilson coming back here in 2025, right?
I don't think Russell's going to come back. No, maybe he
Were you
should.
Devastated by this news because you've always been a Russ guy?
What do you make, by the way? Yeah, first that answer that. Second, why is he doing – is he just incapable, Russ is, of saying anything non-committal and he's I really want to be back here. Why?
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's not capable of being we'll see what
happens.
Well,
you never know, too. They might have to go to him if, say, Justin goes somewhere else. Maybe Justin Fields doesn't want to be here. I don't know. Maybe he'll get thrown money by somebody else. I don't know. And then you have to maybe go back. So you never want to be definitive.
I'll tell you what, if they have to go back to Russell Wilson and that's how they're starting next year, I will be more demoralized than I am already by their chances.
If you go to Russell Wilson, you are saying we are not that far off, in my opinion.
Russell Wilson can't get you where you need to go. If you're a team that's teetering on the edge of being a Super Bowl contender, Russell Wilson pulls you in the wrong direction.
They think that they're close. Now, if Justin comes...
Wait, they still think that...
I'm just saying,
He's saying what it would say.
I was always a proponent. Everybody thought I was a big Russell guy. Yes, I thought Russell would fit perfectly what they were going to do this year, try to make a run at it with this great defense, which turned out to be struggled at times, and take a run at it. But I always thought Justin would be the smart thing moving forward, because not too many times you have the opportunity to get a top 10, top 11 pick in the draft, even though he struggled. Even if you looked at the numbers, him and Trubisky have very similar numbers.
Mark, but
career,
you framed it when the change got made, like they're doing this because A, they think Russ, you know, will elevate their offense and give them a chance. But B, you definitely painted the picture like there are things in Justin Fields' game that are going to prevent him from ever being a good quarterback in the NFL.
I think he got better at it. I mean, you saw him in OTAs, and the accuracy was all over the place. I think he continued to get better. I think they were able to learn through OTAs.
So are you flip-flopping now?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. I think he's gotten better. Now, can he get to that point of where he can be a franchise quarterback? Probably not. But at this point, that's your best opportunity. That's your best chance. You're not going to get $45 million Sam Darnold.
Time out. It's not their best chance, though. Because
I think it is.
But you've said that it was Russell Wilson, so you've changed your mind based on
the
Russell Smith
report, right?
Russell
Wilson still is 36 years old. I still think Russell Wilson's able to do the job. But if you're looking to end this or close this purgatory of quarterback hell, you better find somebody.
Mark, it sounds like Arthur Smith doesn't think Russell Wilson can do the job. So shouldn't that weigh on you significantly in how you analyze this situation or dilemma?
I just don't know if a coordinator has that much power to say, I don't want this guy.
Shouldn't the guy you're tasking with running the offense have enormous amounts of say in who runs the offense?
But you have to understand, when they hired Arthur Smith, who was the quarterback? Kenny Pickett, right?
Yeah.
Then it got to Russell. I mean, it wasn't until, Fields was like secondary, third tier type of guy that came in.
And I would hope, and maybe given some of the other things you've said, this, you know, didn't happen whatsoever. I would hope they at least said to Arthur Smith, hey, there's a chance like we're going to bring in Russ. Maybe they didn't know that Kenny would want to, want out and that they would bring Fields in. But like they at least asked him about the quarterbacks that they expected to pursue versus Pickett and got his opinion.
Yeah, I just don't think if he would have said, no, I don't want this guy, that it was going to make a difference.
I actually agree with Mark on that, Chris.
Listen, I'm not saying that I disagree with you guys. I'm saying a healthy franchise would have all of these things kind of lined up instead of saying, you're our offensive coordinator. Whatever we give you, deal with it.
Mark, the dynamic, though, that you presented in your article on X, like, I understand if it's Roethlisberger and Haley, and it's like, here's a coordinator with a great resume, with a pretty good resume, and here's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and like, try to make it work between these two guys. It's Russell Wilson at the tail end of his career.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want an oil and water dynamic between my coordinator and quarterback when it's these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Rams bucking horns with each other.
I don't know the degree of the bucking heads or whatever you want to call it. I just know that a lot of sometimes they just didn't agree with what they were presenting each other. I mean, can you work that way?
What do you think?
I guess you can.
What do you think Arthur Smith wanted to do, and what do you think Russ wanted to do that caused this?
Well, you know, I saw a podcast clip of Roethlisberger, and it just was fascinating to me because he was talking about how Russ would go to the line of scrimmage and change the play a lot more. He goes, I would never change the play that much. He says, it's one of two things. It was either Russ was unsure of what the heck was going on out there, and you find that hard to believe, or second, he just didn't like the play calls, and he wanted to change them. He goes, I wouldn't even change as many as that. So saying that.
Just wait till the two-minute drill so he could cut Haley out completely.
He said,
or he would lie and say the headset was out.
And then lobby that he'd do more two-minute drill type of stuff because, wow, it really worked in that game.
I thought that was very revealing of
it is. I agree with you.
Mark, it's just, again, indicative of overall dysfunction that they don't, like, based on the other things you've said, they don't seem to think exists. That, I don't know, maybe I'm not being clear enough. It just feels like there are way more problems than you are suggesting the team internally thinks there are.
I don't know if I can answer.
Well, let's play the Marlon Humphrey clip for Mark when we come back and get into Pickens a little bit, Georgie boy. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's like tag team wrestling. Donnie is tagged out. Charlie Borges is tagged in. They're like Luke and Butch. You remember that tag team?
Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. Which one's Jannetty?
How about Demolition with Axe and Smash?
What a rush.
Was that
Legion
them?
Of Doom?
Legion of Doom. LOD, yeah. Baby. Who is the best? I think I got to go Dudley Boys.
Well, Dudley Boys are in their Hall of Famers.
Who isn't in the Hall of Fame? Like that is
Coco
very,
B. Warren?
That's a very.
I just found out. What was Coco's bird called? Name?
Freddie.
He died Frankie. A long time ago.
Frankie died in a fire. Like
he died in a house fire.
He died in
Did
a house
he?
Fire.
I didn't know
fire,
that. Yeah.
And he could hear him, like...
saying, help.
Help me, I'm burning. Really?
It's really sad.
Yes, dude,
I did not
sad.
Know that.
Yeah, even I knew that, Mark.
Wow.
And I don't even get paid by the WWE. I just hang out with these guys.
I wasn't a big Coco Beware fan.
Is he in the Hall of Fame or not?
I don't know.
I don't think so. You know who was in the Hall of Fame? Bob Uecker.
How about Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Oh!
Anyways, Charlie's got a headline and we're back.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.